Chapter 6. The thought of getting into the car made my tummy feel like there were a million frogs hopping about in it, just waiting to leap up my throat. So I took a deep breath and imagined a better way to get to school. On a super awesome, magnificent dragon. I could see him there now, just hovering beside our car and looking at me with a smile. He made me feel better about everything. The dragon bowed his head and flung open the car door for me, which made me laugh out loud. "What's so funny, Omar?" Mum asked, one hand still on the handle of the car door. But I just shook my head and buttoned my lips. My mum never really understands about how to imagine things properly, so there was no point explaining. I guess it's the kind of thing grown-ups forget how to do. So I just stared at the dragon's blue and green shimmery scales and long swooping tail. As I strapped myself in, I wondered what it would be like to ride him to school instead of driving. He'd fly at least 120 miles per hour. He looked at me with his almond-shaped eyes and let out a puff of steam from his tiny nostrils. I imagined him riding alongside us all the way to school. When we got out and walked to the gate, I made him breathe out a huge plume of steam, and in my head I said, "I pronounce thee H2O," as if I were a king or something. I thought that was a good name for him, because steam is made from water and H2O is the chemical name for water. That's the kind of science you think my parents love to talk about. So there I was, the new kid in the class. I was petrified and my lungs were still doing that funny thing. I made them feel better by imagining H2O being silly at the window. He stuck his tongue out. Then he put bits of popcorn in each of his nostrils and blew them out. The teacher, who was called Mrs. Hutchinson, introduced me to the class. She was what my mum would call a pear-shaped person. I liked her hair from the first time I saw her, and later learned that the springy auburn curls reacted to her mood and told the story of her day. When she was happy, those curls were happy. They would bounce merrily out of her head like beams of sunshine. When she was tired, they would flop down lazily on her cheeks. And when she was cross, they looked more like the twisty metal parts of a drill. Sometimes, when she was angry, I would imagine a drill-headed Mrs. Hutchinson making a big hole in the wall quite easily. She asked me to sit down next to a red-headed kid called Charlie. Charlie had lots of freckles all over his face and thick-rimmed glasses. I thought he looked cool, so I smiled at him. He smiled back at me. He was missing one of his front teeth. Charlie told me the school was okay. The lessons were okay. The playground was okay when it wasn't wet. And Mrs. Hutchinson's class was mostly filled with okay kids, except for Daniel. I decided that okay was Charlie's favourite word. Daniel is the one you have to look out for, okay? Just stay out of his way. Okay, I said. I thought about all the times my mum had told me to stay away from something which seemed to make me drawn towards it like a magnet instead. Like when I just had to open Mariam's secret box because I was told I wasn't allowed to. And when I did, a gazillion teeny tiny beads came pouring out all over her bedroom floor, just as she walked in. I gulped.